Gazelle Band with Martini, and before that, a band that I'm probably going to mispronounce a few more times, Ketzon La Tavak with That's Not Freedom, showing off some artists here from Palestine, and I hope you will check them out, as, you know, well, one song isn't going to tell you everything you need to know about an artist, but I hope you'll check that out. What's up, everybody? How's it going? How are you? I want to know. I do want to hear from you. I do want you to send your music and your comments and your thoughts and your feelings all to me, and you can do that by email at syrupmoosterecords@gmail.com. I will play your music if you send it to me. You just have to actually send it to me. You know what I'm saying? It's not that hard. We can do this. All right. Man. I thought I would have a lot more to talk about today, but truly I'm exhausted. And I feel like that is a common refrain on this show, that I am burnt out a little bit, but we've been dealing with trying to find ourselves some new housing. We have been dealing with work and the world, and now that we've kind of been able to check off one of those boxes, it's like, oh, but now we have to do the next part and the next part and the next part, and there's never not another part to it, you know. At least that's what it feels like sometimes, and I'm sure people can relate. And I'm also not unaware that complaining about the complexities of buying a house during a housing crisis is a pretty weak woe is me story. But you know, it's also not a contest, I guess. I don't know, whatever. I don't need to tell you what to think, and I don't need to go down that road. Thank you again to people who have sent me their pictures and videos from Midsummer Festival in Smithers. If you have pictures and videos, please send them to me. I know that people crept up on stage with me to take my picture. I know you did. I saw you. You were in the videos that other people took. So send me your pictures. I want to see them so badly. And if they're particularly epic, I'm going to be really excited about it. Also, I have a show coming up, but I can't tell you when, because it hasn't been announced yet by the venue, but Megafauna will be back in Smithers soon, I promise. All right. Yeah, let's play some more music. What do we got coming up here? I've got Checkpoint 303 and Bouncy Duck coming up. Let's get into it.
Sus casas. La promesa era que podrían regresar en dos semanas. 66 años después, ningún habitante de esta aldea católica ha podido regresar. Esperan una resolución del Tribunal Supremo Israelí que les conceda la razón. Hasta entonces solo pueden utilizar el cementerio donde siguen enterrando a sus muertos. misa todos los meses.
Bouncy Duck. Ooh, wow. Bouncy Duck. Why do I feel empty inside? And before that, we had Checkpoint 303 with Welcome to Irkit. Jeez, that Bouncy Duck song was a vibe, honestly. I really enjoyed that. How you doing, folks? We, as I said, are spending this first hour listening to music out of Palestine or from artists connected directly to Palestine. Not necessarily easily the most easily tracked down. So if you actually have artists that I missed and you want to send them to me, please do. I would absolutely love to be able to continue to play more. I mean, it's a music show and a political show. If anyone is surprised that I am pro-Palestine, I hate to break it to you, I guess. I guess my Burnaby listeners might be new to the show, and maybe you guys don't know what I'm about, but you'll learn pretty quick, I think, and hopefully you'll stick around for it. Okay, I got a few more Palestinian artists, and by a few, it looks like I mean two, so I want to make sure that they both get their time here in this first hour of the show. And so I'm going to play one, and then I'm going to come back. We're going to talk about the government, because you know I hate that. This is Mukata with Simya.
Simya.
right, that was Mukata with Simya, and it's time to talk about Alberta. So if you have not been following this, and I guess, you know, my listeners in Alberta may already know about this, or probably do already know about this, but Alberta's education minister, this reporting from CBC, says that material the province deems sexually explicit must be gone from school library shelves as of October 1st. He says, Nicolaitis, I guess, is the education minister, says that this was never about erasing particular narratives from school libraries. This is simply about ensuring young students are not exposed to content depicting oral sex, child molestation, or other very inappropriate content. My pearls are being clutched. Here are the deadly kind of the rules in terms of books for school libraries in Alberta. So what's being removed? Explicit sexual content defined by the province as detailed and clear depictions of sexual acts, including masturbation, penetration, and ejaculation, will not be accessible to students in any grade. Non-explicit sexual content, which refers to depictions of sexual acts that are not detailed or clear, will only be made accessible to students in grade 10 or higher. And non-sexual content, such as information about puberty, menstruation, and pregnancy, breastfeeding, biological functions, kissing, or hand-holding, will be accessible to all students. And perhaps most troubling of all, religious texts, such as the Bible, will be allowed on the shelves. I would hazard a guess that that will be exclusively the Bible. I don't imagine the Quran is getting peak placement in a school library. School boards must review library materials, and school officials will be tasked with supervising students to make sure that they are reading appropriate material. No additional funds will be allotted for the work. The policy stems from an announcement Nicoletti's made in May that four inappropriate coming-of-age graphic novels were found in school libraries in Edmonton and Calgary. Those books, in particular, Gender Queer by Maya Kababe, Fun Home by Allison Bechtel, Blankets by Craig Thompson, and Flamer by Mike Curato. He said that these books contain graphic sexual material as well as depiction of molestation, drug, and alcohol abuse. Those four books are coming-of-age stories about people dealing with trauma, at least from the ones that I remember. I have read Fun Home. The other three I'm not as familiar with. Fun Home is an excellent queer story. Here's the thing. All of us have come of age at a point in our lives, including Mr. Nicolaitis and Danielle Smith, believe it or not. You didn't come of age when you were 25. You didn't deal with the things that the people in these stories and other stories dealt with when you were an adult. You dealt with them when you were a child. So in what world is it problematic to have children be able to read stories about themselves, to see themselves in the experience and go, oh, this got better for this person. Maybe it gets better for me. And if you think for a second that this is not a domino in a larger plan that would spread to public libraries, think again. This is the beginning of something. And frankly, books depicting explicit sexual content, including masturbation, penetration, and ejaculation, those are not books that young people are after, in my experience. And if they want it, they can get it somewhere else. They don't get it from school. Fun Home, something like Fun Home, yeah, that is a book aimed at telling the story of a queer person growing up and the things that they went through. And remember, explicit content is what they said Gender Queer, Fun Home, Blankets, and Flamer had. I'm going to say the titles of these books one more time, because if you are listening to this, make these books available for people. Gender Queer by Maya Kababe, Fun Home by Allison Bechtel, Blankets by Craig Thompson and Flamer by Mark Curato. Do not let these books disappear. And like I said, if you think that this isn't step one and that public libraries aren't next, you're wrong. Straight up, you're wrong. They want to replace queer stories and indigenous stories with the Bible. So, I mean, what else do you want? What else do you want? Right? And then a story here, this one from City News Calgary, Danielle Smith defending the new rules for the libraries. She says pornography is a problem. Now, maybe school libraries are different than when I was a kid, but I don't think we had any porn in the school libraries when I was a kid, at all. It was mostly like, you know, The Diary of Anne Frank and a lot of Shakespeare and a lot of like stuff that we were kind of mandated to read, plus a bunch of other stuff. But porn was definitely never on the menu. I don't think public libraries have porn. So maybe you should cool it on that first, Danielle. And yeah, I first name you because I don't respect you. Danielle was responding to criticisms she received via text on her province-wide phone-in radio program on Saturday that a lack of education funding, overcrowded classrooms are more important than the issues of library content. Absolutely true. She replied that it's important the province make sure young children are exposed to age-appropriate material and that they are not exposed to pornographic images early. You guys got to be kidding me. If I am not permitted to describe to you the kinds of images that seven-year-olds are seeing because it would offend your audience, then we should not be showing it them to seven-year-olds, she says. Hey, Danielle, maybe pull your head out of your ass a little bit. This is a really bad sign. Because this is the testing of the waters, right? This is like, okay, we did this and we got away with it. People don't like it, but we did it anyway. And, you know, there will be more. They even say that the biggest issue is that we've been hearing from teachers that in some situations, violent students are making life unsafe for teachers. Do you seriously think that that's because they read Genderqueer or Fun Home? For real? I mean, they're stupid, and then there's... Well, anyway. So, I'm going to keep an eye on this story. I think we all should keep an eye on this story. Danielle Smith is a monster and has proven time and time again that she will continue to do horrific, monstrous things. And, you know, who knows? Maybe this show gets cut off in Alberta because of this, of what I said. But, the problem in schools is not the books that are there. And taking these books out to replace with the Bible couldn't be more transparent of what the agenda actually is. You know, we don't want kids exposed to controversial things like gay people too early. Go to hell. I got nothing. For Danielle Smith or for her clown that is in charge of education or any of Smith's friends in the Trump government, because she's got a lot of those too. And like I said, folks, this is not the end of this issue. This is the beginning of it. We have got to make sure that these books remain available, that stories like this remain available to young people who are facing the same things. And I mean, that's all I can really say about it. Other than if you disagree with me, you're kind of wrong. By kind of, I mean, completely, because let's be real. Porn is not a problem in elementary schools. There is not pornography in elementary schools. And that is a dog whistle and a load of bullshit. And I think even Danielle Smith has to admit that that is the case. So we're going to play another song from an artist out of Palestine. This one is by Dabur and Al Nathir. It's called Amina, And we'll come back in the second hour with some new stuff from Orbit Culture, from Goldfinger, from what else we got? We got all kinds of stuff. Hallucination, lots. So, Danielle Smith is wrong. Her education person is bad and wrong. And kids should read Gone Home because it's a powerful story. Let's go.
الخبز يوحلك في الواد
25 وبتنت وستن حباي وكريتك كل كنت اخوه بمطلي طب حست يمين انتو صف وطفو جوا 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 بوتو ليك الدنيا تطعم تفرم كل زبالة كلها تشطو في قلبي تفلل الهم بسطو
ابكي نصبي لدموع عتقد عن زنازن جلبو يدوية حلوة لتصنع بوع ثمود وهود وكديس بعيد لبقلبي قلبي بفصل اميال من قلبي قلبي تفصل مسافات مش حيلة بتيجي نروح نسري لها حراس القلب منوح نديها ايدي امينة ست امينة تشديد الهم بتسحب مينا واللي فينا يعلم فينا ولدت ناس تخلط ازميها اللي ضحى عمره بالجون واللي كتب اسمه كدستور سطى بسمرة برصاص وبارود خلى الذكرى بالافق تلوع عاليهود صبرنا كايوب واللي رويح من ارض يعود التاريخ بيشهد اصلي من الدور احنا لعبنا باول كاس علم عملوه منين جونا من هدول طرعوه الله بليهم فينا بنلعب لخطوب عيد شباب للبلد تروح ما تهاب الموت وبجريها تروح ارفعها في وجهه للسوكيت من الموت يا عمي من خوفش من الليل ونجم هالصوت في البحر كروش ودفضع ارفعها في وجهه للسوكيت من الموت يا عمي من خوفش من الليل ونجم هالصوت في البحر كروش ودفضع